Good morning. It's 8:06. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And we just had a listener call up and ask, what was the name of the team that Bugs Bunny played in the cartoon where he played all the positions? For those of you who are true baseball nuts, apparently it's in the baseball facts book. So by all means, call up and tell us who it was. That was the Dropkick Murphys with Sandlot from their latest album, 11 Short Stories of Pain and Glory. And we started off with Slant Six and the Jump Starts with At the Socks from their Drunken Leprechaun EP. And next up, we're going to hear from Planksty.
Thank you. it's too much, they say will kill you. When the faces all around me, I see something so familiar in their eyes, in their eyes. I slept and saw the Wagaloo, just as I remember. But it was only rich men dancing round the fire and kicking embers in these eyes, in these eyes. Wagamoon, Wagamoon, all you shone upon has gone to rag and ruin. Wagamoon, Wagamoon, you fled and you faded much too soon.
It hard to see beyond the target you create. A story that's become so ordinary always ends the same. Right off the mistake so casually, we'll never know your name. And it's you or me. Well, I will aim to be alive another day. Strangers down below. How is it their duty to repay a debt that they don't owe? A story that's become so ordinary, heard it all before. Just another headline we don't even notice anymore. And if it's you or me, well, I will aim to be alive another day.
Good morning. That was the House of Hamel with their fine album Wide Awake. And who are these people, you're asking? It's a Rose Baldino from yes, as I recover my breath here. Rose Baldino from Burning Bridget Cleary and Brian Buchanan from Enter the Haggis. It used to be a Canadian band and now happily make their home in Philly, I believe. So that was Flashback from Wide Awake. Before that was Steve Tilston and Jez Lowe with the Wagamoon from the Janis Game. That's in honor of the steel mills from Hartlepool. When they were going full blast, that's what people called it, was the Wagamoon. Of course, since Margaret Thatcher did away with that, there have not been any industry, so to speak, in Northern England. It's one of the reasons why many people are on the dole. And Planxty gave us Accidentals and Aragon Mill from Between the Jigs and the Reels, a retrospective. And of course, Aragon Mill refers to the southern United States when the cotton mills went out of business. I think it was Cy Conn who wrote that song. And before that, we heard the Dropkick Murphys with Sandlot, and we started off with Slant Six and the Jumpstarts with At the Sox. And this is an excellent time to remind you, if you are a Celtic artist who would like to get heard, please send your CDs and promotional announcements to Celtic Dawn, care of WMFO, Post Office Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02153. And we're going to hear from a fine local lad from 3 Day Threshold, Keir Burns and Friends.
In the year of our Lord 1806, we set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks to the Grand City Hall in New York. It was an elegant craft, she was rigged for a nap, and how the trade winds drove her. She could stand a great blast with her 23 masts, and we called her the Irish Rover. We had 1 million bags of our best Sligo rags. We had 2 million barrels. We had 4 million barrels of gold. We had 5 million. The ship lost its way in the fog. The whale of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog. The ship struck a rock. Hey Lord, what a shock. The ship is fogged right over. Turned nine times around. That poor dog was drowned. Hey! I'm the last of the Irish Rover. One Easter morn, to a city fair rode I. There honored lines of marching men in squadrons passed me by. No fife did hum, no battle drum, the sound its dread tattoo. But angels' bells were the livest bells, rang out through the foggy dew. Right proudly high over Dublin town, they hung out the flag of war. 'Tis better to die 'neath an Irish sky than a Suva or Sud Elbar. And from the plains of royal Meath, strong men come hurrying through. While Britannia's Huns with their long-range guns sailed in through.
Anchorage town on the county down one morning last July. Down a boring green came sweet Carleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, sure I shook myself, oh, to see I was really there. From Madrid Bay to Derry's Cay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Carleen that I met in the county town. As she onward sped, sure I scratched my head and I looked with a feeling rare. Then I says I to a passerby, who's a maid with a nut blonde hair? Well, he looked at me and he said to me, that's a gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rose McCann from the banks of the Bann, she's a star of the county down. From Batty Bay to Derry's Cay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county town. She had soft brown eyes with a look so shy and a smile like a rose in June. And she sang so sweet, what a lovely treat as she lit in an Irish tune. At the parents' dance I was in a trance as she whirled from the lads from the town. And it broke me heart just to be apart from the star of the county down. From Battery Bay to Derry's Cay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county down. At the harvest fair she'll surely be there, so I'll dress in my Sunday clothes, with my shoes shown bright and my hat cocked right, for a smile for my nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no huss I'll yoke, till my plough's a rough coloured brown, till a smiling bride by my own fireside sits the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay to Derry's Cay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay to Derry's Cay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay to Derry's Cay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay to Derry's Cay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county down.
it's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan.
Separated.
We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
I had no idea how to find each other.
My husband kept the kids
tried
occupied.
Tried calling our son, but there was no reception. Everything was down.
I felt like
breaking down.
We handled
down
everything
crying,
very
but
well.
I had to try and stay calm.
The whole experience was fine.
Was the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
It was kind of like a little family adventure.
Every mother hopes will never happen to her.
I remember the relief of being
that
together.
I realized he was out there all alone.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, it's to stay calm and keep to the plan.
Some parents plan ahead. Some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
As I walked out on a May morning down by the riverside, I gazed at all around me when an Irish girl I spied. So red and rosy were cheeks, and coal black was her hair, and costly were the robes of gold that the Irish girl did wear. Her boots were made from Spanish leather and sprinkled all with dew. She wrung her hands and she tore her hair, crying, "Oh, what shall I do? I'm going home, I am going home, I am going home," said she. "How can I think of a roving and slight my own Johnny? And if I was a butterfly, I would fly to my love's breast. And if I was a linnet, I would sing my love to rest. And if I was a I would sit and sing to you, Johnny, for once I loved you, dear. I wish I was that red rose bush that in the garden grew. And if I was the gardener to my love, I would prove true. For there's not one month in all the year that my love I'd not renew. With flowers three, I would garnish thee, sweet William, thyme and rue.
And that's from a very interesting album put together by Stick in the Wheels, Ian Carter and Nicola Curie. And it's From Here, English Folk Field Recordings. And they pulled together a bunch of great people. That was The Irish Girl by Fran Foote. And there's songs here by Faye Heald, Sam Sweeney, Spiro, Lisa Knapp, John Bowden, Martin Carthy, Bella Hardy, Eliza Carthy. You've got it. So we'll be playing from that album for the foreseeable future. Before that was somebody's name who I can't pronounce very well. It looks like a Brongani Griffin with Jerry O'Byrne and Kevin Burke. And this is an album that came out in 2010 by a woman who studied under Kevin and really grew to love Irish music, and then went off to Ireland for a number of years, and then came back to Portland, Oregon to make her home. And this particular album called Three Colors Ginger is all about cats. And we played the first track, which is called Color Point, and has The Cat in the Fiddle Case and The Fisher's Hornpipe. Well, The Cat in the Fiddle Case is definitely one of those that any string player with curious cats that they haven't been able to keep out of the bedroom when they open the fiddle case on the bed knows all about. And before that, we heard from Keir Burns and Friends doing some very nice tunes there, Irish Rover, The Foggy Dew, and Star of the County Down from Blarney, their compendium of Celtic music. Excuse me. And we are going to turn to the Welsh portion, and this is from Carrick Lafar's latest.
Rosin coch ar ail y bryn na'r alar balch yn nofio'r llyn fy maban bach fy maban bach mwy swyn o chan y fron fraith yn y llwyn na mir mir môr o ben y tŵr down Sio Hill when ar y llyn fy maban bach fy maban bach i'w gwell gen i nag air y byd i'w gweld y wynau yn y gryd fy ffortiwn oed a gwyn
time. You'll be mine.
morning. It's 8:56. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Van Morrison with Let It Rhyme from Keep Me Singing. And before that was Carrig Farr with Bavan Bach from Orr. And as we mentioned, we started off with the Irish Girl from Here with English Folk Field Recording. And this is a nod to our ever-popular president, who has talked about bringing the coal miners back to work, ignoring the fact that many of the coal fields and mines have closed. And the reason is that natural gas, which we have an abundance of, is cheaper and easier to produce. But hey, what do we know, right? Here's Martin Simpson and Don Flemons with the Coal Man Blues.
Me some eggs and a nice pork chop, a cheap cigar and a magazine. I run to the station, catch the 5:15. Let me tell you something that I seen. Coal man got run over by the 5:15. It crushed his arms and it crushed his head. But did the poor man die? No, the poor man lived. Let me tell you something that I know. Coal man got run over by the 5:44. It crushed his ribs and it crushed his head. But did the poor man die? No, the poor man lived. I sell it to the I sell it to the rich and I sell it to the poor. Sell it to the nice mammy standing at the door. Put the wood in the stove and the match in your hand. Wood in the stove and the match in your hand. The wood in the stove and the match in your hand. You run to the door to catch the jealous coal man. Hey mama, I'm the coal wood man. Ah mama, I'm the coal wood man. And I ain't got but a little bit left. You don't come and get it, gonna burn it myself. I furnish your wood and I furnish your coal. Furnish your wood and I furnish your coal. I furnish your wood and I furnish your coal. Make you love me, doggone your soul. Got the water and I got the gas. I got the water and I got the gas. I got the water and I got the gas. Treat me, mama, just like your man. Sweet mama, what's on your mind? Mama, sweet mama, what's on your mind? Mama, sweet mama, what's on your mind?